This is In the Dirt with Asodu.
All right, we are sitting here at Beaver Toyota, Cumming, Georgia, just north of Atlanta, hanging out with Patrick Abad, good friend of ours. He's been so gracious to let us hang out with his store today and just see what his team is doing and hear from that. And, you know, we were having this conversation earlier a little bit and just kind of want to get a little bit more feedback from you that obviously there's a lot of talk about EVs and agency model and recession looming and everything coming in from market forces, and really hearing that a lot of dealers maybe aren't exactly feeling that within their walls, either in their business, and you know, there's some things that Publix are saying or OEMs are saying, and then what dealers are saying. And so what are you doing or what are you feeling or hearing within your store with that, from like outside looking in, but also what's happening on the ground level with you and others that are in your seat?
Well, I would say on the ground level, I think you got to control the mindset a little bit. We say it all the time in this dealership, we have our bubble, let's protect it. And being aware of what's going on outside the bubble is important, but the mindset in the bubble is more important. And like we use an example, used cars is a perfect example. 30,000 used cars are sold in Georgia every single month. Do I really care if that goes down to 18? As long as I get my 4 or 500. Right? That's the mindset that you have to have. And you got to have, obviously, the policies, the procedures, the processes, and the mindset to back that. But that is going to be our philosophy through this, is like, it doesn't matter what happens outside here. It only matters what happens inside here. And I think if most dealers take that philosophy, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah. And what are you, I guess, from, because you're talking to customers every single day, what's the sentiment on, you know, engaging with your business on, you know, looking for cars and, you know, shortage of inventory and prices and stuff like that? What's the real consumer sentiment from the ground level? Not the surveys, not the Gallup polls, anything like that. How are communicating customers working within your business?
Truly, there hasn't been much of a shift other than the rate increases. I think that is the only one that we're really hearing the talk from the consumers on, is the rate increases. But at the end of the day, the majority of our customers finance, right? 80% of them finance. So they care about what comes out of their pocket today and what comes out every single month. That's it. So as long as you can control that, I think you're aligning with where the customers are at.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, Paul, we talk a lot about just how, you know, you said the bubble inside and outside, that a general awareness of the market is really important for everybody, right? But that controlling what you can control. And, you know, I think that a lot of what we talk to dealers about, right, is this, what are the controllables? What are the things that you can do right now to make sure that your business is sound and safe? And, you know, Brian Benstock and David Spisak are like, they're probably not the first ones to say it, but they say it a lot.
So they might know the phrase, right? Say it.
Right? But the phrase is that, you know, fix the roof while the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day actually here. So it's
very nice.
The right day to say that. But, you know, fixing the roof while the sun is shining, there's still a lot of sunlight in the out there. And so continuing to fix the roof and make sure the processes and inventory and all those things that you were talking about are dialed in is super important.
Well, you know, there are a lot of things. Like, one of the things we love is that we get to travel. We get to see a lot of stores. We get to see a lot of dealerships, meet a lot of people. You by far have one of the most unique places in the retail automotive industry I've ever seen. And everyone says they have an awesome spot, but you have some features in this building that I have never seen anywhere else. And it's really driven by your mindset for consumer experience. Can you talk about some of the unique decisions you've made in this building, including the one you showed us a little bit earlier today, and why you think that is important for a retail experience?
Well, and the reality is it started with Mr. and Mrs. Beaver's vision for what they wanted to provide for the consumer and for their employees, right? So this building is like, it's not just built for consumers. A lot of people go so heavy on consumers, but it's also built for employees, right? We have a full gym upstairs, right? Everything from Pelotons to free weights to machines that our employees can use anytime. There's showers upstairs. There's a laundry room upstairs for our employees, you know. And then, yes, and then you have the consumer side, right? We have two massage rooms that are for our consumers. Then we, as you saw, we took a conference room that was like not being used, and it's like, okay, we use this conference room once every couple weeks. What can we do better for it? Well, let's put a hair salon in.
That's
it,
obviously, right? The next choice.
Yes. I mean, listen, you need a magician, an artist for this, right?
Right, and so, you're bringing in someone who you're not running it. You're bringing in someone who knows how to run
this. It's just like our restaurant. We have a full-blown restaurant down here that's an outside company that's in here. And the same thing with the salon. It'll be somebody's personal business within inside our business. Now, the only caveat to being inside our business is they have to provide world-class service and a world-class product. Mm-hmm. So,
And you're also one of the only auto dealers. I wonder if you're the only retail auto dealer that has a liquor license.
He's not. I actually know of a Lexus store, I believe, that like they have a liquor license and they have people that intentionally go like post work to do that. So I'm sorry you're not the first, but I think you're gonna do it in a unique way where you're actually gonna host things like watch parties, right?
Oh, yeah. When you look at outside, we have the fire pit outside with the big TV. I mean, you're talking about college football games out there. You can come here. You can have a burger, which is we call a badass burger, right? You can have a badass burger, right? You can have a beer. You can watch a football game, and you get your hair cut, right? And it's like, oh, it's a car dealership. What do you need all that crap for? What do I need an empty conference room for?
Right. You have to see this place.
Yeah, it's cool. It's super cool.
Okay, so a lot of people might look at that and say, yeah, I don't think I can talk my dealer into putting in a salon or getting a liquor license. But all these decisions are kind of like driven by a similar philosophy. What would you say to dealers who maybe can't make that kind of investment or don't have the space or don't have the support to do that? How would you encourage them to take a step in the direction?
Well, I think it's really just staying connected to your community. I really do. I think, you know, if people can come here and you have the best burger in town, right? It like, where do you want to eat? I really want that burger at Beaver, right? Oh, and I can, you know, you have a world-class product upstairs when the salon opens of you need a haircut, right? I really want to, I got to go get my haircut. I'm going to Beaver. It's staying connected to the community. And you don't need a salon and you don't need a restaurant to do that, right? You could do things like let your conference room be used by the police department. So they can have their meetings there, or the principals in your local county.
You do that too.
We do that too. Yes, but those are things that keep you connected to the community that people just they forget. Like when you have a successful business, you have a responsibility to be good to the community because it is that community that makes you successful. And I think a lot of times, and those things, letting them use your conference room, buying breakfast, and you'll look like a hero. You know.
Yeah. All right, Kyle, you've paid a lot of attention to consumer experience because when you were in a dealership, you did what you could with what you had, right? What are some of the similarities that you see in the way Patrick approaches consumer experience as you did when you were at Mazda?
Well, yeah. So, and we didn't have that massive space. Mazda showrooms are a lot smaller, right?
You had a limited budget.
Yep.
You had to do a lot with a little.
Well, we were intentional about the coffee. Right, like we made sure that the coffee machine was right.
You were just making sure it was right for you, but we'll pretend it was for everybody.
No,
else.
I mean we put in a lot of intentionality around. There was actually we took a team mentality to stocking everything. Right, so there was a goal to never ever have to have a customer ask us like, hey, are there straws or is there coffee or anything like that? So it was a team mentality to make sure that the water, everything was stocked. So it was always a focus. The other thing that we did is we built the showrooms with a very community atmosphere in mind. And we worked with Mazda actually to do this. And it wasn't actually a ton that I did, but I know that the leadership that was in our stores working with the architects was really about how do we create an energy in the store. So we knew that, you know, if there was laughter happening, so we had open showrooms with open sales towers and it was something that actually our customers said a lot was like, I came in and it just seemed like everyone was being friendly and everyone was laughing together and there was just something about the environment. And so we were intentional about how do we create that? How do we create this kind of like every touch point has an energy about it. And so I think that that's something that people can really do is how do you, you know, remove the barriers, you know, make sure that there's not, you know, things that you can't see over, places you can't go, so that there is always an energy about the retail environment. The more you can do that, then I think what you do is you create the opportunity for people to say yes more often, actually. To being there.
So this is the kind of stuff like when we branch into hospitality and retail, right? When I look at this store, I think hospitality and retail, right? Not car dealership. We're going to be talking about a lot of things in this vein at a SotoCon, and I think you're going to be there. You going?
You know I'm going.
I
wouldn't miss it. Listen, chance to hang out with some of the brightest minds in this business.
Kyle's going to close this.
No, but seriously, that AsotoCon, I'm super pumped just to hear some of the names that are going to be there. It's going to be an experience that I think I've been wanting to go to and be part of. So I'm super pumped. When is that? September 11th through 13th.
Awesome. Yeah, and we were talking about it today. You know, from the schedule perspective, we're going to start at 5:30 on Sunday night, so you can make a nice, like, take your time, get there on Sunday, and then Tuesday will be done by noon, 12:30, so you can take that afternoon flight, get home Tuesday, be in your own bed, or be even back at the store if you need to for some people on the East Coast. So it'll be a high energy, high intensity short time, but it'll be really focused and really intentional about what do we do about connecting the retail side of our industry to the way a lot of other retailers think. And so we'll be taking practices from outside and inside of the automotive industry on that. So Patrick, thanks for hanging out with us today. You've been a friend since Clubhouse and a mentor, but also a business confidant and friend. So really appreciate you.
Thanks for coming. I mean, listen, I love when you guys walk in the building, and you guys alone just bring a cool energy that my people love. I think it's fun.
Yeah, awesome. Awesome. Well, sounds good. I'm sure we'll see you soon, and we'll throw it back to us actually live.
Thank you for listening to In the Dirt with Asotu. We love the automotive industry and the people who make it run day in and day out. We would love to connect with you more through our Daily Dose of Fun, a free email that you can sign up for at asotu.com. That's ASOTU.com. We put our heart and soul into it every day. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time for more conversations in the dirt with Asotu.